first Magid Shir straight after we have the new Sefer Torah here. One is allowed to make Havdalah until Tuesday morning. That's the minute that you can speak about last week's parasha up until Tuesday. One starts learning the new parasha from Shabbos Mincha. That's the sort of the minute that you can speak about next week's parasha already. So actually, this is now the limbo time where we can choose whichever one we want. I'm going to take the sukkah from Vayetze. The fourth child is born to Leah. Leah conceived again, and she gave birth to a son. And she said, Hapam, this time, having given names to my first three children, this time, Oideh Hashem. I am going to thank Hashem. Okay, therefore, Kora Shemoi Yehuda. She called his name Yehuda. Yehuda, as in Judah, as in Judaism. The topic of this year is Judaism. Tatamoid Miledev, and then she stopped having children. On this pasuk, there is a maimer in the Gemara Brachos. So, Omer Rabbi Yechanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon Yochai. Rabbi Yechanan says in the name of Rabbi Shimon Yochai, Miyoyim Shabora HaKadosh Baruch Hu Esalomai, from the day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created his world, Lohaya Adam Shahid HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nobody thanked HaKadosh Baruch Hu. From the day that he created the world, there was no one who thanked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Leah must have lived about 2,000 years plus after the world was created. So for those 2,000 plus years, nobody ever said thank you. And she bought the Leah until Leah came, the Chaydosai, and she thanked Hashem. Shenema Hapam Oideh Hashem. This time I will thank Hashem. So this is the first time the Torah publicly says that somebody thanked HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Rabbi Yechanan said in the name of Rabbi Shimon, obviously this was the first time. Nobody for the first 2,000 years said thank you to Hashem. So all the Mepharshim ask, that's a bit of a tall order, to say that the world was full of ungrateful people for 2,000 years. I mean, we had already Adam Rishon, who is Meyuchas to have originally created the Mizmah, I think Tzadik Aleph, Mizmah Shel Yom HaShabbos, Toivla Hoidois LaHashem, which was later forgotten, and Moshe Rabbeinu brought it back again. But if he starts his Mizmah, Toivla Hoidois LaHashem, it's good to thank Hashem, and that's Adam Rishon. So how can Rabbi Yechanan say in the name of Rav Shem Ben Yochai that nobody thanked Hashem until Leo came along? Okay, this is the first time the Pasuk says publicly that somebody thanks Hashem. But to say that nobody ever said thank you before that, and there are others, the Torah Terimah brings other sources of other places where it's absolutely clear that people did thank Hashem. I mean, it's obvious. I mean, even the Kabbalah, the Noach brought, that the Cain and Hevel brought, they're all expressions of thank you. So, what does the Gemara mean? That Leah was the first one to say thank you to Hashem. And obviously, if Yehuda means thank you, and Yiddishkeit, Yidden, comes from Yehuda, there's something special about the way we thank Hashem, which is what this Gemara is all about. And the Torah Terimah suggests that maybe there's different kinds of thank you. And this Gemara means this kind of thank you was the first. There may have been other thank yous, but this kind of thank you of Leah was the first. So when Rav Olbert himself was giving a shiur chumash, he quoted this Gemara, and he quoted this question, and he said, I leave it to you to work out what it could mean. And I was a bach in yeshiva, and in those days I used to take what people said very seriously, so I decided to try and work out what exactly it means. So let's explore. Let's look at another phenomenon to do with Hanukkah. Hanukkah is a couple of weeks away, and we have two accounts of the story of Hanukkah. We have one account in Al-Anisim. Al HaNisim is in the bracha which begins Maidi Manatnu Lach. So we thank Hashem for the story of Hanukkah. Let's see what the story is all about. So it gives the introduction that we were in trouble because of Malchus Yavon, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu was so gracious and miraculously Mosati Giborim Yachaloshim, the mighty army of the Greek army fell by the poor, weak Yeshiva Bachrim of Matis Yor's band. So it talks fully about the battle. The battle between the small Jewish army and the might of the Greek army. Again, after the battle, so your children came back into the Beit HaMikdash, they cleaned it out, they cleaned the Beit HaMikdash, and they kindled lights in the chotzer of the Beit HaMikdash, and because of that they fixed these 8 days of Hanukkah to give thanks and praise to your great man. Now if you ask any cheder yingle what's missing in Al HaNisim, he'll say, but the whole miracle of Hanukkah is missing. It talks about trouble that we had from the Greek army, from the Mithyatim, the Yeshua, the miracle of being saved from the army, and then he just mentions in passing, we came into the Beit HaMikdash and kindled light. But what about the miracle of Hanukkah? If we say Moedim Anachnu Lach and we're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the miracle of Hanukkah, so why leave out the main part of the story? So we turn to the Gemara Shabbos. My Hanukkah. It's given the Masechta Shabbos in Bamei Madlikin, the second parak, talks about Hadlokas Neiros of Shabbos, and as the Gemara is wont to do, once it's talking about Hadlokas Neiros, so it's already spread the concept of Hadlokas Neiros to other dinim of Hadlokas Neiros, and it talks about Hanukkah. So it gives, in the beginning, we might, if we have time, come back to it, exactly how we kindle the Hanukkah light. And then it asks the question, my Hanukkah, there's one Nusach, my Ner Hanukkah. What is the background of the mitzvah of kindling lights on Hanukkah? So Tana Rabbanan is a baisa. The Chotei B'Kislev, on the 25th of Kislev, Yom Yid Hanukkah, these are the days of Hanukkah. Tamanya Inu. There's altogether 8 days. So the Lemispei Behem, the Lemis Hanukkah Behem, we don't do Hespeidim, we don't fast on them. Why? Shekesh Niknasu Yevonim Lehechol. Because when the Greeks came into the Beis HaMikdash, Timu Kol HaShmoneh Shebehechol, they were metamei all the oil in the Hechol. Ukshegov Malchus Beis HaShmonayim, and when the HaShmonayim were successful in defeating the Greek army, the Nitzchum, Botku, they had to search to find the oil. They only found one crucible, one small amount of oil, which still had the seal of the Kohen Gadol. So whatever the Yevonim had done to be metame the oil hadn't happened to that sealed little crucible, and there was only enough to survive and last one night. Nase by Nase, there was a big miracle, and that's called the Nase of Hanukkah. And this single crucible of oil lasted 8 days. Lashona Acheres. So the next year, Kovum Chazal made a Kvius, a Takona, Vasom Yomim Toivim Bahalel Vaidor, and made these same 8 days on which the light burned miraculously the year before, they became the days of Hanukkah. So we could ask the same question backwards on the Gemara. If it's asking why do we kindle the lights of Hanukkah, it jumps to the end of the story. It tells the story of the Pachshemen, of the surviving crucible of oil that had the chosen of the Kohen Gadol, and says that's why we've got Hanukkah for 8 days, and that's why we kindle the light. What about the rest? What about the battlefield? What about the miracle of saving Klal Yisrael from the Greek influence? Where's that in the Gemara? So to say that the Gemara relied on the Siddur and the Siddur relied on the Gemara is a bit difficult. They're both telling the same story, and they both leave out a crucial part of the story. Shittas Brisk, when they have the Derech of Brisk in learning, when there seems to be an apparent contradiction between two accounts of the same thing, and one says one thing and one says another, so the Briskis have a very creative way that they take one halacha or one idiom and they make out of it two. It's a very clever thing. It's called the binary system. They take one idea and they split that atom into two, and then they say really what we thought was only one thing is actually two, and each side is talking about a different part of what we thought was only one. So that's the story of Hanukkah. There are two parts to the story of Hanukkah, and there are two dinim in Hoidah. There are two different halakhas and ways of saying thank you. There is one din of Hoidah on which the bracha of Maidim is based. We're not allowed to take things for granted. Baruch Hashem, we're alive, we breathe, we eat, we walk, we talk, we learn. Every single day we have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for these faculties. Our Mishmosena, because it's lost, for the Neshama that we have, Vanitzeko Shebechol Yomimonu, and the daily miracles, Vanitzeko Shebechol Shebechol Eis Erev Avoyke V'Torah. Three times a day, we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for being alive. And that's a halacha that we don't take life for granted. We have to say thank you. Now, the way we say thank you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a very private relationship between each individual and Hashem. Chazal HaShat, we say Moedim aloud. But basically, the ikichir of davening of every single yochid is to say Moedim silently. He hears, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Avada hears, and we have this unique relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we don't take life for granted, but we say thank you. And that's for every vital, crucial miracle of living, of survival. During the period of Hanukkah, historically, our spiritual survival was at risk. First of all, the Mizdavnim themselves, the Hellenists within the Jewish community, who wanted to dilute the Kedusha, the Tahara of Yiddishkeit, and bring in Greek culture to threaten the future of what's unique about Yiddishkeit. And when there was a civil war within the Jewish community, and those who were Haredi Lidvar Hashem started fighting against the Mizyavnim, who then complained to the authorities, and then the authorities took over and it became a literal fight to the death. So the Mesiras Nefesh of the Beis Hashmonaim ensured the survival of Torah Kedusha B'Kedusha V'Tahara. We survived, and without that miracle we wouldn't be here today in this Beis Medrash keeping Torah and mitzvahs al pi ruach Yisrael Sabo with the same fervor and the uncompromising attachment to the sanctity and purity of what Torah is. And because we survived, and because we are alive today to tell the tale, then every Hanukkah when we're saying Moedim for those 8 days, we remind ourselves that not only is Hashem given us life today, but He's given us life today because of the miracle that happened Hanukkah on the battlefield. We won the battle. The Nisei Nisim. And as far as survival is concerned, that's the only part of the story of Hanukkah that needs to feature. Because even without the miracle of the Pach Sheren, even without the oil that burned for 8 days, several things would have happened. Either we would have waited 8 days and started being Madlik the Nedos later, or the Mefalfelim would have said Tumah Hukah B'Tzibur, and we would have started to use the regular oil for the first 8 days until we got the right oil. Or in all likelihood there would have been a Machlokes HaPoskim, and they would have debated it until they found and decided what to do. But survival, Baruch Hashem, we survived. And since Moedim, the tefillah of Moedim, is this initial chiyuv of Hoidah, not to take life for granted, not to take survival for granted, every vital miracle of life and survival goes into this bracha. And so the part of Hanukkah that goes into Al HaNisim is the part of Hanukkah that was vital for the survival of Yiddishkeit. That's halacha number one in saying thank you. Leah didn't invent that halacha. If Leah wanted to say thank you for being a mother of Klal Yisrael, then she would have called Reuben Yehuda. Why did she wait? Like, biz yet, I don't need to say thank you. Only by the fourth child we've got to say thank you? What was special about the fourth child? So Rashi already tells us that Leah knew, whether it was Baruch HaKodesh or she just worked it out, that altogether there's going to be Yud Bei Shiftei Kol. There's going to be 12 special children, each one the head of their own dynasty, their own tribe, and that's going to make up Klal Yisrael. And therefore she knew that Reuven, Shimon and Levi, her first three children, was the gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave her, a normala matona. I mean, the gift of childbirth is a gebaldig anes. But in the big scheme of things, this she knew was the chalukah, was the portion that was prepared basically for her. And suddenly she was the first one of the wives of Yaakov Avinu to be given more than she needed, more than was crucial to her sense of being a decent mother of Klal Yisrael. Three children would have made her a shoveh b'shoveh level mother of Klal Yisrael. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, she couldn't have had any kindness if all she had was three children. If that's the norm, the average, each wife would have three out of the 12, she had no complaints. She had her full share. And now she's getting more. Ha-pam! This time, I need to say a special thank you. Imagine calling your child thank you. That's what Yehuda means, thank you. Imagine someone today calling their child thank you. Hello, thank you. Can you please do this for me, thank you. Ein lecha pirsumei nisto gadol mizeh. Naming a child by a certain name of thank you is the best way to broadcast thanks. It's even better than the most sophisticated electronic information technology. You call a child a name, throughout his life, wherever that child goes, he's mefartem that name. From the day that the world was created, nobody fulfilled the second half of the mitzvah of Haidah that I'm interpolating in the Gemara in Brachos, like Leah did. Leah invented the special thank you of Pirsume Nisa, of publicly, loud and clear, disseminating to the whole world thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what naming a child is. To call a child Yehuda is the ultimate in Pirsume Nisa. The other half of the miracle of Hanukkah was the miracle we didn't need. The miracle of the Pach Shemen, Lahalocha, was totally unnecessary. HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided, which hardly ever happened in history, to perform an outright nace, which we didn't need. Kriyas Yam Suf, we needed. Mavar Sinai, we needed. Crossing the Yordan, we needed. All of these powerful miracles, Purim, we needed. Pach Shemen, we didn't need. When Chazal recognized that there was an aspect of Hanukkah which was this extra nace, more than we need for our own survival, they said, Moide Manachmanot isn't enough. Was still a hate. Quietly we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thank you for the miracle of the oil. No. Leah taught us that that's not how we respond to extra miracles. Leah taught us not to Gemara in Brachas. That was the invention of Leah Imenu. That if HaKadosh Baruch Hu does extra, then our thank you has to be equally of an extra dimension. My Nail Hanukkah. Why did Chazal make a halacha of taking a menorah, putting it at the entrance of the house, and showing the whole world how grateful we are for the miracle of Hanukkah? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us something which we didn't need. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us an extra nace of the Pach Shemen. And for that, we need to show extra thanks. So basically, we've taken the original kasha on the parsha and hopefully come up with a tenet. But we can now, in the remaining minutes, take this whole concept a bit further. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't waste miracles. Until a miracle happens, because a neis galui, it rocks the boat of Bechira Chofshit. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't just disseminate miracles in a haphazard hefkeros kind of way. Every single miracle is metzumta. So we could ask a basic kasha: if every single miracle is rationed, then why make an extra miracle? What's the point? What do we learn from the fact that of all the nisim geluyim that Klal Yisrael have encountered, this one was extra, unnecessary? We could tie it up with another kasha. The world is very fond of the term Mahadrin. Mahadrin. Mina Mahadrin. Yerkla Novim Vizbol. All different levels of ideal. Ideal. The ideal of the ideal. The idealist of the ideal. We've plagiarized those terms from the Gemara in Shabbos, which discusses the different levels of the halacha of Hadlakas Ner Hanukkah. And what's amazing is that if you ask anyone to tell you what are the halachas of kindling the light of Hanukkah, they will say that everybody in the household has his own menorah, and they light one on the first night, two on the second night, three on the third night, and you say, hey, steady on, that's Mahadrin and Mahadrin. I didn't ask you the best possible way of the halacha. Tell me the basic way. No one knows the basic way. They all know the Torah way, but everyone knows the most ideal Mahadrin and Mahadrin. Why have we automatically taken on in Hadlokas Neiros of Hanukkah the ideal way? So from the Sforim HaKdoshim it would appear like that. What was the fight between the Misyavnim, the Hellenists in the Jewish community, and those who were Haredi L'Dvar Hashem? The fight was, should we keep Torah and Mitzvah at the highest possible level, or is it okay to dilute it a bit? A little bit of Greek culture can't do any harm. Not to do everything Mahadim and Mahadim can't do any harm. We can be good, normal Jews, not specially good, but okay Jews. So the basic fight of Yiddishkeit was, should the Kedush and Tahara of Yiddishkeit be an ideal in itself, or should we be satisfied with a rock bottom level, the Dieved of what's okay? It could well be that had HaKadosh Baruch Hu not done the miracle of the Pach Shemen, and we would have either waited a week or use the Tomei oil for that first week, we would have said that rock bottom level of the Yevad Yiddishkeit is a Lechatchila. We come into the Beit HaMikdash, we dedicate Chanukah for Bayis, and what do we use? We use a very, very B'Yevad method of rekindling Yiddishkeit. So the whole fight of the Chashmonaim, the whole fight of those who were Chored Yidvar Hashem, they would have ended up giving in to what the Misyavnim were saying all along. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you make Yiddishkeit special for me, I will make sure that when you start all over again, and when you come into the Beis HaMikdash, you'll be able to do it Mahadrin min haMahadrin lechatchila fi kedusha tahara, because that's what the fight's been about. And in that schus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did an unnecessary miracle, because it was vital. Because it was vital to keep Yiddishkeit the way that we've survived until today. That's the story of Hanukkah. And that's why we follow. Why are we so makpid on Hadlokas Neiros of Hanukkah, Mahadrin min haMahadrin? Because that's the character of Hanukkah. That's the inspiration, and that's the way we have to keep going. Mechayel, Hadkoyel, Adviyot, Kehol, Tzedek, Mehel, Vim, Mehel, 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 Mehel